Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Tuesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Lord, let my cry come to you.
Do not hide your face from me.
O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call.
For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones.
I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake, and I moan like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse.
The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers.
Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die.
The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praises in the heart of Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints, and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their good works.
You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Listen, my people, to my teaching.
Give ear to the words I speak.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the days of Ahaz, king of Judah, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, king of Israel, son of Remaliah, went up to attack Jerusalem, but they were not able to conquer it. When word came to the house of David that Aram was encamped in Ephraim, the heart of the king and the heart of the people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out and meet Ahaz, You and your son share a jashub. At the end of the conduit of the upper pool, on the highway of the fuller's field, and say to him, take care, you remain tranquil and do not fear. Let not your courage fail before these two stumps of smoldering brands, the blazing anger of Rezin and of the Arameans and of the son of Remaliah. Because of the mischief that Aram, Ephraim and the son of Remaliah plots against you, saying, let us go up and tear Judah asunder. Make it our own by force, and appoint the son of Tabael king there. Thus says the Lord, this shall not stand, it will not be. Damascus is the capital of Aram, and Rezin the head of Damascus. Samaria is the capital of Ephraim, and Remaliah's son the head of Samaria. But within 60 years and 5, Ephraim shall be crushed, no longer a nation. Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord. Then he said, listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall be living on curds and honey by the time he learns to reject the bad and choose the good. For before the child learns to reject the bad and choose the good, the land of these two kings, whom you dread, shall be deserted. The Lord shall bring upon you and your people and your father's house days worse than any since Ephraim seceded from Judah. This means the king of Assyria. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son,
and shall name him Emmanuel, for God is with us.
Do not be afraid, Mary. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son,
and shall name him Emmanuel, for God is with us.
A reading from a homily in praise of the Virgin Mother by St. Bernard, Abbot. It was fitting that the Virgin give birth only to God, and it was also fitting that God should be born only of the Virgin. Accordingly, the Creator of mankind, in order that he might become a man by being born of a human being, had to seek out from among all mankind and designate as his mother a woman he knew would be worthy of him and pleasing to him. And so he chose a sinless virgin, that he might be born sinless and free of stain. He chose a humble virgin, from whom he might come forth meek and humble of heart, to display a most necessary and salutary model of these virtues for all mankind. Thus he allowed a virgin to conceive, in whom he had earlier inspired a vow of virginity, and required of her the merit of humility. Otherwise, how could the angel afterward pronounce her full of grace, if she had the slightest good quality which did not come from grace? Thus she, who was to conceive and bring forth the Holy of Holies, must be sanctified physically. And so she received the gift of virginity. That she might be sanctified spiritually, she received the gift of humility. The Virgin, then, adorned like a queen with the jewels of virtue, shone with the glory of body and soul, and seen on high as radiantly beautiful, she so attracted the inhabitants of heaven that she moved the heart of the king with desire for her, and brought down from above the heavenly message. The scripture says, the angel was sent to a virgin. For she was truly virgin in body, virgin in mind, a virgin by her special calling, sanctified as the apostle reminds us in both mind and body. This came about by no unforeseen or accidental occurrence. She was chosen from eternity, foreknown and prepared by the Most High for Himself, guarded by the angels, prefigured by the patriarchs, and promised by the prophets.
The Holy Spirit will come down upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
This holy child, to be born of you, will be called the Son of God.
Hear, my daughter, listen and consider this. The King will desire your beauty.
This holy child, to be born of you, will be called the Son of God.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.